Afternoon. It's about 16 minutes to the top of the hour, and my final guests today are from the Juneau Charter Schools, Juneau Community Charter School. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Jenny Strumfield and Cynthia McFeeters, and we've brought two students along with you as well. So how about you guys introduce yourselves? What is your name?
Samara.
Hi, Samara. And what is your name?
Lakai.
Lakai. Welcome, everybody, to Juneau Afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you guys are here to talk about winter camp. Who wants to tell me a little bit about what that is?
I'll start. This is Cynthia. Winter camp is an event that we have every other year at the Juneau Community Charter School. And I guess it helps to start just a little bit about who we are. We're in the optional schools in the Juneau School District. And some of our program philosophies that we hold is that we like to do lots of things that are hands-on. We like to have small class sizes, do projects, and we do lots of outdoor education stuff. We have a weekly outing that all of our classes do every week, so we try to set up lots of field trips. We do a nature studies program in the K through 3 grades. And so winter camp kind of fits in nicely with what we believe and value in our school. And Jenny's going to talk a little bit about what happens at winter camp.
Hello, everyone. This is Jenny. So winter camp is held out at the Methodist camp, which is 25 mile. So we kind of hunker down there for a couple days. And a few of the activities, well, we've done lots of things over the years, but Discovery Southeast comes out. We get to hang out with Richard Carstensen. We get to hear snow stories and tracking with Fish and Game. Abel Ryan was with us 2 years ago, and we did some form line drawing. We've also done the Native Olympics. Mm-hmm. We do cooking. Each grade level we have – so the 2-3, the 4-5, and the 6-7-8 each take a meal to prepare it for the whole group. So
are you guys out there for a couple of weeks or a month?
For some of us, it seems that long. But the kids have a blast, and the adults are just still kind of along for the ride.
So let's hear from someone who has done it before. How many times have you been to winter camp?
I have been to winter camp for 2 years. This is my second year.
Yeah, and how about you?
Oh, this is about to be my third time.
Great. What were some of your favorite memories from past winter camps?
Probably my best memory would probably be sleeping with my best friends.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What about you? What were some of your favorite memories from past winter camps?
Cooking.
Cooking? What did you make? What was your meal?
I don't remember.
Chicken adobo.
Chicken adobo.
Ah, mm-hmm. Right. That's like really tasty. Did it turn out well?
Yeah.
Did everybody like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about the winter camp program. How is it just for charter school students?
Yeah. So our school basically rents the Methodist camp for 2 days and one night. And our students... second through eighth grade come out and spend the night, and so they stay for 2 days. Our K-1s come out just during the day, so they don't spend the night. And then all of our families at the charter school are invited to come for a all-family potluck at the lodge, and that starts about 5:30 Thursday night, and people come and bring various dishes from their home and share them, and then we usually have a program at night where... either we've had a storyteller in the past come and tell stories to the whole group, or we've had kids set up in groups to do skits. And then after that, we end up doing a campfire for each class. So each class gets to go to the fire area and sing songs and do s'mores before they head to their cabins.
It sounds like they're very busy the whole time they're there.
Yes, it's quite busy, but the kids have a great time.
How can they get signed up, or where can they find out like more information about it?
Well, any of our families, definitely we check their email to reply to coming out to help us and finding some time to come out to help us. But if there's any people out in the community, and I know we've reached out to lots of people in the community, but if there are other people who would like to help, we love having outside organizations, parent helpers, different people in the community to come and share their knowledge of what, you know, what they know about winter, what they know about Southeast Alaska. So we're happy to have people contact us at the charter school to say, hey, I'd really like to volunteer and help out, because we can always use volunteers. And a lot of our school, we do a lot of that. We ask our parents to volunteer on a weekly basis, so we're used to having lots of different volunteers coming in to help us out, and we love that.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. About how many children come out to it?
100. Yeah, this year we'll have about 100 kids out in total, not 100 spending the night, but probably about 80 kids spending the night.
Mm-hmm. What happens if they mess up the food? Do you guys go hungry?
Well.
How was the food when you were there?
We made pizza, and I didn't like it because it had olives.
I don't like olives either. Yeah, but I guess that's just the chance you have to take.
Totally. There's a lot of backup snacks.
And so last question for the past participants. What do you look forward to or hope to do at winter camp this year? Let's start with you.
Another popcorn fight in our cabin.
Popcorn fight. Did you have to clean it up?
Yeah.
Sounds like it was fun. And how about you?
I would love to sketch a tree there and cook again.
Sketch a tree, yeah. You guys stay pretty warm out there?
Yeah, I bring a lot of layers.
And the campfires and all that. And what about the cabins or where you stay, where you sleep? Where do
They're
you sleep?
They're pretty warm.
That's
There's
good
cabins.
Good, mm-hmm. good. All right, well, anything else you'd like to add about winter camp? Any additional details?
No, I don't think so. I guess I would just like put one more plug in there, because we are getting close this time of year to the application period for optional schools. And so we'll just look for information out and about from the Juneau School District if you're interested in coming and being a part of our school and our program for kind of traditional things that we do like this. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.
It sounds like a great time for the students. So thank you both for taking the role in coordinating and organizing and coming out and spreading the word. And thanks everybody so much for being here.
Thank you.